welcome to this here Fish Frying Electronic Engineering Podcast, brought to you by the good folks at eejournal.com. I'm your host, as always, Amelia Dalton. Raise your hands if you have heard of the Heartbleed epidemic. Oh, wow. Well, that's way more hands than I can even count. And if you're in the car or on the bus or train, you should probably put your hand down now. People are starting to notice. Then, of course, you will understand why we are talking about IoT security this week. That's right. Heavy stuff. Well, this is Fish Fry, so maybe not that heavy, right? My guest is Alan Grau from Icon Labs. We're talking security. We're talking IoT. Let's go.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Alan.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So first off, for my audience who doesn't know, what does Icon Labs do?
So Icon Labs is a company focused on security for embedded devices, mostly devices built using RTOSes, but you know, in recent years also doing things with embedded Linux. And our main focus is intrusion detection and prevention for RTOS-based devices. So if you think about intrusion detection and prevention in the desktop world, it's a well-established, well-known technology. And the same principle applies for RTOSes, but the implementation is different. You know, we aren't worried about virus scans or malware protection. So we've developed a set of tools and a set of technologies to provide RTOS-specific intrusion detection and prevention. So focused on the threats that you'd see in an RTOS device and detecting and blocking those threats, and then also reporting back to a management system when an attack occurs.
Okay, let's talk about security in smart home devices. Now, where is Icon Labs playing in that area in particular?
Well, smart home is actually one area that we recently announced a product for, and we've got a product called Floodgate at Home. And what that does is provides the same basic intrusion detection prevention capabilities, but scalable for very small footprint devices. So something that's as small as a smart door lock. We've got technology running on systems as small as an 8-bit MCU. So it's a very scalable product. So in addition to being able to run on a small footprint device, it can scale up and run on, you know, the gateway to the home and provide security throughout the home so that all the devices in the home are protected.
So let's talk about some of your new technology partnerships. And I saw something recently, you guys have begun working with Intel Security McAfee. Tell my audience more about that.
Sure. So we started out as a McAfee partner, and McAfee has now been rebranded as Intel Security. And so through that partnership, we help them extend the reach of their technology into RTOS-based devices. They've got a very strong end-to-end security solution from the cloud, the enterprise, the desktop, and into large embedded devices, basically embedded PCs, so embedded devices that are running Windows or Linux. And then we come in to help bridge the gap into the RTOS-based systems. So one example of what we can do with McAfee is we've got the ability to integrate the protection on the RTOS devices back to their management systems, back to the McAfee ePolicy Orchestrator and the McAfee ESM systems. So just a simple use case for that would be today, if you've got an embedded device, say a water pump that's sitting in a sewage treatment plant, if somebody starts to try to attack that, you've got no way to know what's going on. So a hacker could run a script and run a dictionary attack against that and run thousands and thousands of login attempts against that device until they eventually break it and find a way in. And that could run for weeks and weeks, and you'd never know. If you have our software integrated into that system, first off, we can block the attack. We can know that that's someone shouldn't be accessing the system and block it, but also report that back to the management system. So we've really turned the table. So instead of the hackers having the ability to see and have essentially unlimited access to the device, and the management system having no idea what's going on, now the management system has visibility into what's going on in the device, and we can block the attack.
Very cool. Okay. Alan, let's have a little off-the-cuff question. Now, you spoke to me earlier about your love of rock climbing. What is the most amazing place in the world that you've ever climbed?
I'd have to say the most amazing place would be Yosemite out here in California. So I've been there a couple of times, and there's really no place else like it in the world.
Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today, Alan. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
I can hear you out there saying, hey, Amelia, where would you go to read a humorous yet technically in-depth article about Heartbleed and software security? Well, thank you for asking. I would send you over to eejournal.com guest contributor Bruce Kleinman's feature article entitled Heartbleed, Serious Security Vulnerability, Serious Wake-Up Call. You can find Bruce's article by heading on over to eejournal.com and searching for Heartbleed. I think you'll find his take very insightful. And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. Soapbox Edition. IoT episode. Oh, IoT, for you and me, those three little letters, tagline du jour. Recently, I was at a media event where the speaker said to the crowd, IoT, does it exist? One particular journalist, I will not name names because he isn't listening anyway, says, no, it's all hype. Oh, really? Mr. Longtime electronics journalist. All hype? Why do you think so? Oh, wait a second. I'm not sure I care. Because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that there is a direct correlation between believing that IoT does not exist and getting kids off your lawn. Sure. There is a lot of speculation about how many billions and billions of connected devices there will be. Billions and billions. But a true realization of this vision of a connected world is happening faster than you know it. If you turn a blind eye, it's all hype, nothing to see here, you're missing the big picture of change and innovation. You might as well get off of that rocker, take a shot of Geritol, and catch up with the times in that newfangled newspaper you've got. No, none of us have it all figured out yet. But it's coming, and it's coming fast. And you better get on that IoT train, or it will leave without you. All right, that's enough soapbox. Let's talk about IP integration. Easier said than done, right? Even the best plug-and-play IP blocks are not what you would describe as foolproof. Stitching them together is sometimes a pain in the neck. And let's not even get started with all this license is out of date business. I know, I can see all of you out there nodding in agreement. Then all of you, yes, all of you, should check out one of the newest episodes of EE Journal's popular Chalk Talk webcast series entitled Vivado IP Integrator, where I'm chatting with Tim Van Evenhoven from Xilinx about Vivado's powerful correct by construction automation built right into the IP integrator. It's super cool, but you should not take just my word for it. You should check it out yourself by heading on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal, or you can always click the link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com. Before we go, how about a little EE Journal social media message? If you haven't gotten around to liking us on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/EE Journal. You can also check out our tweets at EE Journal TFM, join our circle on Google+, and check out that pretty fantastic YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal, that has all sorts of geeky stuff, including my brand new video series called On the Scene, and our popular Chalk Talk webcast series as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference that I should absolutely attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 9th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.